And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, here with Mr. Ron Lane and Mr. Logan Downing from Fast Lane Kayaks over in Mission Bay, talking fun. Because that's what you guys sell, is fun.
And we have a lot of fun selling it.
Fun selling it, fun, yeah. And talking fishing and giving away a great prize, right, Rick?
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, how cool. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to get a $100 shopping spree and new Salty Crew gear at Fastlane. We said it before, too. Such an awesome display of Salty gear at Fastlane, whether it be anything, whatever you want. Shorts, T-shirts, the obvious, but they have foul weather gear, jackets coming into fall. If you want to get the killer flannel, like Logan's got going right now. You see him on our see him on our live webcam there. All the way down to kids' clothes, to foul weather gear for your skiff, everything they've got at Fastlane. And one lucky caller or texter is gonna get $100 worth of gear. If you want to get through on the phones, give us a call. It's 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973 is where you call if you have a question, or better yet, you can send us a text. The text the show option is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. We said it before, when you send your text in, make sure you include your name and your contact, because you get drawn for that $100 in salty gear. We want to make sure to get it to you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, let's talk our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, and continue our catch report. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, Gundy.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Great. How's it fishing?
Boy, that kayak fishing come a long way.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, since
I remember pushing off of John Ireland's place with a sit-on-top kayak and a 10-500 in my lap and a bag of lures.
Yeah. I've been there, done that.
Where we're at.
Yeah.
Pretty darn amazing.
Now you got spot lock and board
bases. As far as the surf goes, you know, more of the same this week. Good fishing and stretches. But also a lot of unproductive water. You know, finding clean, junk-free water has been the key. You know, the water temp is good, 65 degrees, some 68 degrees on San Diego beaches, but pretty generic. You know, Isla Vista this morning up in Santa Barbara has the same water temperature as Imperial Beach, you know, so...
Wow.
But it's warm and it's good, and I think a lot of it, a lot of what we're going to see here depends on, you know, the weather we get going forward, you know. Hook, line, sinker reported stretches of good fishing. Goleta Pier has been a good area. Lots of bait in there, especially under the lights there at night. Several legal halibut, bunches of short to just legal white sea bass also in there. Flukes and swim baits have been working well. Some guys using cut anchovy, that's also been solid. The perch bite's been steady. The western beach is a little bit cleaner, a little more consistent. Gaviota, El Capitan have been two of the better spots. There's also been some nice halibut in that zone. Just Fishing reported good fishing on South Bay beaches. This has been pretty, probably the most consistent stretch, you know, all summer. Some very nice corvina mixed in with 6 to 10 inch barred perch. Sand crabs are working well. Bloodworms or mussels, a good backup. Good catchers reported off El Segundo, Hermosa, Torrance beaches. Big fish reported some very good fish in and around L.A. Harbor. Some of that bait starting to move in there. You see that a lot in the fall, and that's kind of getting things going. Very, very good fishing for bay bass and sand bass. A lot of sand bass around. That's a very good sign. And then several 30-inch halibut in the mix. Some of the better spots, 72nd place, Sunset Beach, Dog Beach, the inlet, you know, you just look for that bait and the clean conditions. You might have to do a little driving around, but it's worth your time. Cherry Berry Flash Minnows have been hot. Hogan's reported scratch fishing for small perch, smaller corvina. Pacific Coast reported much of the same, a little bit slow on the beaches. But very good fishing in the lagoons. The bay bass really snapping, a few sand bass in there. The croaker bite's been good. And then there's been a little bit of that short fin Corvina coming up in the lights at night. And then the other thing to watch, too, is the piers. There was a lot of bonita action on the piers, and I imagine as the bait hangs in there, that'll just get better. So looking forward, you know, we get those nice fall conditions. We're in the game for a while. It's just, I think it's all weather dependent from here on out.
Yeah, sounds good, Gundy. Lots of good fishing, and it's just, you know, this is typically when we get our best weather, so let's keep it rolling.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, for
sure.
Hey,
good show. I love hearing about the kayak.
All right, Gundy. Well, great to hear from you, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, or excuse me,
nice
next
week.
Sunday. All right. Have a good Sunday, Gundy. See you later. All right.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report again, sponsored by our friends at Surf Fish Tackle. If you want more fishing information, check surffishtackle.com for all of your surf fishing needs.
Yeah, for sure. Phones are packing up. You want to get through 833-288-0973. You have a good text, huh?
I do. And we got to, again, if you want to get through, it's been a busy morning this morning, but Kyle's standing by to take your number, get you through. This one comes to us from Steve in San Diego. Says, I'm very interested in fishing La Jolla. Can you give me what your opinion is the best boat for fishing all day long, also carrying ample live bait, electronics, etc.?
Oh, yeah. That's easy. I'd get a Outback or a Pro Angler. Outback and a Pro Angler.
That's the boat built for saltwater going offshore.
Oh, yeah. In La Jolla, it's a long day at La Jolla. You want to get out there and spend all day, and they're comfortable. The seats are really comfortable, and you have a lot of tackle management where you're not, you know, groping around. And like on the littler boats, you just don't have the area to take all your gear because you don't know. There might be, you might be yo-yoing, you might be, you know, live bait fishing, but you got to have those little mackerel. Slow trolling out there is great with those little mackerel.
How would you rig it, Logan?
Just like an Outback.
Yeah.
The one I've been fishing off, I have a Lowrance Eagle 7 on it with side scans, pretty killer.
Wow.
Either the 5 or the 7 fish finder is really, really nice at La Jolla. I'm kind of a noob at La Jolla. I don't really know crazy what I'm doing. But I've done it a few times, and it's really, really nice to have a fish finder on your kayak because you can see your bait. You can actually make bait a lot easier. If you don't have a fish finder, you're pretty much going blind. Yeah. It's really hard to make bait. So, yeah, I'd go 5 or 7 fish finder. Inch fish finder is really good. Other than that, I mean, LiveWell.
The Hobie bait tank is awesome.
It's really good, yeah.
Yeah, it runs on its own 6-volt battery. You just set it in the
little
back.
Little tiny lithium
down
battery, right?
No, it's not lithium. No. It's just lead acid, but they're small.
Yeah.
And they use a 6-volt. It'll run that little 12-volt pump all day.
Yeah.
You get 11 hours out of them anyway.
Can you get a little lithium for it if
sure
you want?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, Bixby makes one for it.
It does it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if you really want to catch yellowtail, you could put a kill bag on the front. So
that's
kind of I've
seen
a lot of guys.
They make you have a stock of a kill bag made for a kayak, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're made by Reliable.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really killer. So
that's pretty cool.
I've seen a lot of people go LiveWell, fish finder, and then some people like a rod holder too for trolling.
Yeah.
So then you can just leave it there. It's easy. Yak Attack makes a pretty killer one.
Yeah.
So we normally, a lot of the steps we've seen and the stuff we've used is the rod holder, fish finder, LiveWell.
And you guys have all these accessories at Fastlane.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
And you'll install them for them if you want.
Yeah, Cal and Ron and I do it too every once in a while. But we all do fish finder installs all the time.
Yeah.
So
easy.
Super easy, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's some tricks.
Well, phones are packing up. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mike? And Mike's called us from Torrance this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks again for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys, and thanks for such a great show. We look forward to it every weekend. I was fortunate enough to fish with Aliar over the week, and we went outside the Cortez and fished at the Elephant Bank. And there wasn't quantity, but there was quality. All the fish were 45 to 100.
Nice.
I think we got 61 of them for 18 guys. We did a three-day trip, and the food was spectacular and great service. And what a great operation, and Frank comes and helps you load and unload your gear. The Presti's setting the bar pretty high, and Aliar's on base, so I also want to thank you for I've got a trip on the Cortez in a couple of weeks coming up that I went on Let's Talk Hookup. So
oh, nice.
Thank you very much for that. Looking forward to fishing with Jim for the first time.
Yeah. Oh, Jim's the man. He is Rambo is unbelievable. And, of course, Polaris Supreme, we're talking about fishing Aliar, the C4 Sport Fishing. He's just gotten the reputation of just being a killing machine over there. No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the kudos there, Mike, and thanks for all your support of Let's Talk Hook. I appreciate that very much. I have a great texter from John in Whittier. He says, good morning, Ron and Logan and crew. Another fun show as usual. Is there a record for how far offshore somebody has taken an inflatable kayak? What if you get a hole in it? Are they chambered, and how do you fix it?
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no idea if there's a record.
Of what?
Of how far out you can go.
Go on inflatable?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, as far as your little legs will take you,
I don't think you want to set a record. I don't think that's one of those things you really want to set a record on.
I don't think you want to either, but I guarantee you it happened from one of the knuckleheads out of this shop, man. I mean, I've seen threshers and offshore fish and tuna and you know, motherships. I mean,
just take a radio with you or a cell phone.
Well, both.
Sure.
Yeah, if you're going a long ways, take a radio, handheld radio.
And all the joking aside, though, the boats are stable and they're comfortable. And how many fun mothership trips have you guys done loading the boats on a bigger boat and taking them out to Catalina, whether it be a private operation or in the fun days of the Islander or all those things. I mean, those boats have made their way offshore plenty, I'm sure.
That's right. That's right. You know,
and what if you put a hole in it? What happens?
Well, the hard boats, if you put a hole in them, there's foam flotation in them.
Okay.
So if the hull broke open for some reason, you're not going to sink out. You're not going to float very high, but you're not going to sink out. Now, on the inflatables, that what Logan mentioned earlier about the three chambers.
That's the new boat.
Well, that's the oldest boat.
Oh, the oldest boat.
Yeah, the I-11 and before, they had three chambers. When they came out with the iTrek series, they built the 9, which is a single chamber. We have not had problems like that. We've never heard of anybody having a problem with it.
Uh-huh.
Because usually you'll get a hole, and they leak slow enough that you can get back. Yeah. Now, if you're way out there, you should definitely take there's all these kind of patches that you can do in the water and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was going on, and I bought some of them, but I've never really experimented with these patches. Other than the new one that we're doing, the spine one.
Yeah.
You should talk about the spine one.
AquaSeal?
The AquaSeal.
So we took, it's called AquaSeal. People use it for waders and fly fishing. It's flexible, so it's perfect for the inflatables as it folds up. And, I mean, my dad's kayak with the new record, we've been doing a little bit of testing on it since there's a couple little pinholes in there. So we actually put the AquaSeal stuff on it this week. Blew it up, thing works killer.
Really?
And it's really small and clear, so it doesn't look like a little patch on your kayak. It just looks like the normal
kayak.
And
can you do it in the water?
And I think there's an AquaSeal patch that you can. We haven't tested it.
Yeah.
But AquaSeal is the stuff that you patched.
Yeah. So.
And is it a permanent patch then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we use AquaSeal for just like small, really small, like little pinholes from like a spike from like a spotty or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we use
or a gap hole.
Yeah. I don't know.
well, we do.
Okay.
He's probably listening.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's tons of different ways to do it, but the AquaSeal works really well, and then we use HH66. It's a vinyl cement if you want to do it like the traditional way with
nice.
A normal patch.
Nice. Let's talk a little bit about food. And one place that I know you guys love over there at Fastlane, going across the street to Charlie's Landing.
Oh, yeah, Charlie's.
Next to Seaforth and Mission Bay there, right there attached basically to Seaforth and Mission Bay. They just have the killer breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and just fantastic. And the food is off the charts. It's a five-star restaurant in a little cafe, right?
Pretty cool. Brant does such a good job, has such a good background of bringing good food and big atmospheres into such a cool place that we all love right next to C4 Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
If you haven't had one of the Smash Burgers,
I knew you would say that.
They're so good. Like, it's such the cool spot, and the atmosphere couldn't be better with all the boats going, and they've got such a cool deal, too. If you're going fishing at a C4 Sport Fishing and you're holding a ticket for any trip, half day, three-quarter day, full day, offshore, whatever, and you go in and purchase an entry, the first cold one on them is just a buck. So,
yeah,
I mean, how cool is that? Yeah, you go get yourself a burger, you can go have a cold beer for a dollar and just hang out and, you know, get ready to have a killer meal before your trip.
Yeah, for sure. And they have amazing tacos, too. Whether you want them fried or grilled, too, if you want a little healthier choice, get their shrimp tacos or their fish tacos on the grill. Fantastic. Really, really great. And, of course, they have fish and chips. They have breakfast burritos, sandwiches. And here's the other hot tip. If you're going down, if you've got a charter and they're not serving dinner on the boat, you're leaving in the evening, they're not serving boat, just have the charter master or yourself order food from Charlie's. It'll be ready for you when you get down there, and you can serve everybody a treat before you go out to eat instead of bringing down some old pizza or something like that. Get fresh food right there from Charlie's Landing in Portland.
The other thing I think is the killer move. If you're like us, if you're launching private boat in Mission Bay, they're the closest place to the launch ramp, so you can call in your chorizo breakfast burrito order before you go. While you're putting the boat back in the water, call Charlie's, order breakfast for you and your buds. By the time you're done scooping your bait, the food's already. You just slide on over to C4th, tie up the boat if there's an open spot, run up, grab your food, and now you're eating killer instead of trying to power down a
box. Because it's right there where you get your bait.
Exactly.
Right where the editing arm, brother. So that's Charlie's Landing. It's right there attached to C4th Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Great breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Check it out.
All right.
For sure.
All right. Hey, let's continue on to Let's Talk Hookup. Jump back into the phones. Talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, gentlemen, I got one question and then I got a comment. So my question is, because it's lobster season, I got some buddies that have some kayaks, but what would be the best kayak that could give me, balance for pulling in hoops and carrying hoops on the front of it? And my other comment, right, is to my fellow fishermen, right, that didn't show up. Okay, we had a three-day trip on the Tomahawk. That initially was a four day because he missed, wrote it down, limited load, and we could only get seven people, so we didn't get to go. And, so I'm disappointed in my fellow fishermen that aren't watching the fish counts and seeing that, you know, I mean, food is paid for, everything was paid for, and Dave's got to sit at the dock while everybody else is out because we couldn't get two more people and get nine people to go. We could only get seven. So, disappointed in my fellow fishermen, but, curious about the kayaks for hooping.
Kayaks for hooping. Logan, have you done it?
I have not. Yeah. I've dove off of a kayak before, but I haven't actually hooped net it yet.
Yeah. Oh, but a lot of people do.
In fact, Tim, he comes by and he'll bring his he made a PVC rack that fits right in the back of an Outback or a Pro Angler. Goes right in the rod holders and it holds all six, or was it? It's five or six.
Mm-hmm.
Five traps, and and he'll basically leave it at our store so we can show people how to build one. And it was cool. And I hopefully we'll get that thing back here real soon, and we'll have Logan do a video on how to store that gear and how he did it because he's already invented the wheel.
But there's a lot of people like. Jim Salazar.
Sure.
Oh. Yeah, he's
a pioneer for
the hoop master. Right? Yeah, the guy, how do we say it? The guy who wrote the book.
There you go.
Yeah, he is the pro angler.
That ambush standard was like perfectly made for kayak fishing.
Right.
Rather than the ambush XL, not that you couldn't do it with an ambush XL, but that 32-inch ambush, it's perfect size for a kayak. They're relatively lightweight. You can stack five on a boat, no problem. I don't think you need to worry anything about stability or anything like that. I remember going through the Hobie accessory book with Ron over the years. There are so many cool things that you can add to it. I remember seeing little buoy arms with rollers to make it easier to pull the line up and over the rail. I mean, just everything. Everything you could imagine, it's a great platform for. And the nice thing about a Hobie is you can get in tight where other boats just can't. If you like hooping jetties and rocks and things like that, and you're in a super maneuverable boat that's crazy stealthy, so when you are hooping in shallow water, you can get right over the hoop without disturbing the bugs. It's a great tool for the job.
You know, but we should mention one other thing. Is your most important accessory on that kayak when you're hooping is lighting.
Yeah.
You got to be lit up.
Sure. Safety lighting.
Yeah. I've several times come back late with you, Pete, and with other skippers fishing tuna, and you just can't see the kayakers.
Right.
Your windshields aren't clear.
Got to have your lights.
Got to be lit up. Boy, lit up like a tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with all those new lithium.
We don't want to get run over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slow down, guys. Don't kind of hit any of my clients.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a key.
No, that's a real good point. Yeah, for sure. Hey, I have a great text here, and it's from Darren in Menifee. He says, hello, Pete, Rick, and Ron, and Logan. What are a few of the smaller basic inflatable kayaks that I can take on my private boat to fish tight to the boilers and deep kelp in Catalina? What have you done, Logan?
The iTrek 9.
iTrek 9.
100%. It's the smallest. I mean, we, like I said earlier, we have a 22-foot Davis Cortez, and we brought both the iTrek 9 and the 11 on our boat, and just over time using it and everything, almost I just go with the iTrek 9. It's so much simpler. It's lighter. It's smaller.
Super stable.
If I always tell people, if you have your eyes closed, it's really hard to tell the difference between the 9 and the 11 on the water. So. Yeah. The 9-foot is killer. I fish Boiler Rocks over there at Catalina, San Clemente Island, all that for calico bass. Totally, like, dialed.
And I've taken it on a plane. Checked it in as luggage, too.
You have a video of you on your dad's boat blowing it up on the... On his boat,
on the back.
And launching right there. How could somebody see that video?
It's on our Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I have it pinned at the top. So,
And what is the Instagram?
FastLaneSC.
FastLaneSC.
Yep.
Yeah. Logan does a lot on the Instagram.
Yeah, you'll see me a lot.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's really good stuff.
No, knowledge. When you can see a guy do it, you go, I can do that.
Yeah.
Let's ask about the availability. Because this has been an issue, right? Do you have them?
No.
But you soon will, right? And it's newer ones.
No, they're here. We just couldn't get them across the border.
Yeah.
And then now...
Should change in the next couple weeks.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Pete, we have 20 of them already sold.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they've been here in Tijuana. They were just on lockdown because of... contractual problems and
all
that
stuff
across the border.
But now it's already been transferred over.
They're already on their way or they're there.
And that's just a matter of getting them from there over to you guys. If somebody wants one, can they order one?
Just put it's a refundable $100 deposit, get you in line.
Now, are these the new ones? Are these the new 9s?
No, these are the 9 or 11. This is really interesting. I'm glad we're talking about this. The boats went down in price.
How does that happen?
Down in price.
Yeah.
That never happens.
The 9 used to be, is it $25.49 or something like that? They're now $19.95.
Crazy. Wow. That's a serious jump. That's crazy.
The same exact boat is now $19.95.
With a Mirage Drive, with a seat.
Right.
With the rudder.
Right.
With all the accessories.
And a paddle.
And a paddle.
Comes with the pumps as well. So you literally have everything to just go fish.
Right. Wow. Back,
which is really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all in the bag. I mean, here at Fastlane, we'll show you how to pack it up. I'm the guy that does most of the tutorial stuff. So.
Well, it's great.
It comes with a manual and an electric pump, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the electric one does just the volume, and then you put the pressure in with the manual
pump. With the manual pump.
So. Yeah, but we've been doing a bunch of research on these electric pumps that do everything. So you can just set the pressure and just click start.
You can buy one on Amazon for like $30 or
30, 60 bucks.
The last one I bought came with a battery in the pump, and you can charge it up and go, pre-charge it up. It has the battery in the pump. You can blow them up three times and take the air out.
Sick.
Wow.
And they're $39.
That's awesome.
Pretty good deal.
I love it.
Well, let's jump back on the phone. You want to get through 833-288-0973.
We'll do that for sure. You know, you'd mentioned Instagram. If you jump on the Let's Talk Hookup Instagram, which is Let's Talk Hookup Fishing, we put in a picture of that crazy kayak that,
that
we
okay.
were just talking about. Chris's ultra decked out I-9 with the forward facing sonar. And so if you want to take a look at that, it's on our Instagram.
Yeah,
right
Let's
now.
Talk
so
Hookup Fishing.
You got it.
Yeah.
Hey, well, let's jump back into those phones. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, it's 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Liam. Called us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Liam?
How's it going, guys? Ron and Logan, it's good to hear you guys on the show.
It's Liam.
Hope all is well. How are you, Ron?
I'm missing you. I'm telling you.
Well, that's...
Logan's doing a good job, Liam, but you're one of my favorites.
Liam, former employee, right?
Yeah, oh man, this is great. Yeah,
former employee, always part of the family.
Yeah, sure. Pretty much.
I had a quick question for you guys. I mean, obviously Logan and I are younger, we just got out of college, and a skiff really isn't the most affordable thing for us as we're kind of in our younger years, but for that starter kayak for a young guy or someone to get in, their foot in the door to be able to fish La Jolla, all the bays, even lakes right now, what's the best kayak that you guys have right now in stock to get someone started? Because for me, like, I got a Passport about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and it's the best kayak I've ever been on. I've had a great time on it. But what are you guys seeing right now that's changed since then?
Wow, good
question.
Go, Logan.
I was going to say I should ask you that, bud. But yeah. I mean, the Passport honestly is one of my favorite kayaks in the shop.
And one of the most affordable.
Yeah, by a long shot.
Yeah.
It's definitely like the most value I've seen in a kayak ever, cuz it has the Mirage Drive, has the rudder, has the comfortable seat. It's very similar like to the inflatable seat. So they kind of took that from the inflatable, made a simple seat that's really, really, really comfortable. And like, yeah, Liam's fished that thing at La Jolla a bunch, and there's tons of upgrades you can do to it. So kind of get the base package right off the bat, and then maybe as you grow, you're like, want to get out of the bay, go fish La Jolla, you can just keep adding things.
Add your base
can tank. You put a bait tank on it?
You can, yeah. And you can kind of grow the kayak as you like get more into fishing, which is really cool. Like, you can take the center hatch out and put it in the bow, so now you have a bow hatch.
And the you're replacing it, putting the same hatch the Outback has in it.
Really?
The square hatch, yeah. So guys will fine-tune those things. Yeah.
Wow.
This is really great, because when I met Liam, Salty Crew had done a big tournament called Rocks and Docks, and he won.
That's cool.
Like a 15-year-old kid. And I said, hey, kid, when you get old enough to drive, give me your resume.
Yeah.
The best thing I ever said.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Liam, what are you doing these days, Liam?
These days I've been kind of working in actually commercial real estate, so I've been doing that for a while, and then trying to get in the ocean as much as I can, lobster diving, surfing, and fishing off the kayak. So
nice.
A little mix of both, kind of changed. But yeah.
You know, earlier a gentleman called about wanting a kayak for La Jolla Shores. And for you to talk about that particular kayak is kind of, that's interesting to me, because...
The Passport.
Yeah, the Passport is our least expensive boat. You can get one for, I think right now, you could get one for $14.99.
Really?
Or the 12 like
With
Liam.
With the Mirage Drive and the seat.
Yeah.
All the accessories.
And Liam has the 12, and those are $16.99. And those a special price on those, because they had different colors in the new presentation. Yeah. So we bought a bunch of these old colors, and we still have a couple left. And how's that working for you, Liam? I mean, you're fishing La Jolla Shores. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I mean, what's really nice about the 12 at least is that you have a lot of room on there, and it launches really well through the surf. So it works perfect for La Jolla. You can get out there. I feel super stable. And I actually fish that really tight, too, like up in the reef and up in all kind of those little pockets. I fished there with Logan a little bit ago, and I mean, I was pretty much right outside the surf line and felt super comfortable and stable, even with the big steps. So it's working super well out there, and the bay's great, too. You can stand up on it if you want. Most times I end up sitting down anyways because I'm moving around. But it's an awesome machine.
Wow.
Perfect.
Well, from when I met you, when you were that little Grom, you've grown quite a lot. So this is not a little kid's kayak. I mean, Liam's what? How tall are you, Liam?
I'm around, I think I'm 6'3".
Wow.
So
it's a real kayak.
Yeah,
it's
he's
like,
a big boy.
Take
yeah.
big guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great to hear from you, Liam. We sure appreciate
yeah.
your call.
Thank
and
you,
glad you're still a part of the team.
Wow, we miss you, Liam.
No worries. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Stop yeah, by and say hi.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here. Super cool text from Bud, and he's in San Diego. He says, good morning. Is there a dual-person kayak that uses the Mirage pedal drive? My wife and I want to enjoy it together.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
I'm not married, so you should talk about that, Ron.
No, it's really funny. Debbie and I crack up all the time because whenever you're in a paddling tandem kayak, there's so much friction. You're not paddling at the same rate. You need to paddle, you know, but when you have the pedals, oh my God, you can pedal or you can not pedal. It's great. We have not only inflatable ones, we have a tandem inflatable.
A tandem inflatable.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and then you have a tandem regular kayak.
There's two.
And then you even have one that you can sail too, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the party barge too, right?
Oh, the party barge.
Takes four people.
The Fiesta.
Yeah.
The Fiesta. In fact, I got to tell you, we probably should have took the Fiesta last night with the grandkids, my grandkids and Logan and all of us, because all five of us would have fit on it and just out fishing in the bay. It's so great. Wow. I've done that with my son and his two boys, and so there was, you know, we all had a seat. We all had, you know,
yeah.
pedals, and things fly.
So, yeah, Bud, stop by Fastlane. You're not open today or tomorrow, right?
Right.
You'll be open Tuesday through Saturday. Stop by and test one.
Yeah.
Take your wife down there and jump in the water.
Oh, that's a great idea. Come down for a demo.
Yeah. Get the demo, which you'll do that for people, right?
Well, absolutely.
If they want to try them out, you're right on the water in Mission Bay, right next to Dana Landing.
Well, and sometimes
you throw them in the water for people and say, hey, try it out, because it's a dirty trick is what it is. Because once you go out on it, you're going to buy it.
Yeah, careful what you wish for.
Hey, when we come back, we got a great bud of the show, Ryan from Adventure and Camping's on the line. We're going to be talking some fishing in Mammoth, staying in some great trailers, and a whole lot more with the boys from Fastlane. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's performance collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. AdventureInCamping.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check Independence. SportFishing.com.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today.
We were listening to you guys up in Montana last week, right, Ron, on the way to the river and talking Tim Ekstrom, talking Fisherman's Processing along with Duke and stuff like that. It's such a family affair over there, too.
Yeah.
That's what's so cool. Fisherman's Processing is so far ahead of everybody else. It's amazing.
Mom runs the show with Mary Lee at the helm, and she does. I mean, it is that place has just never operated smoother. It's fantastic. They have really good crew, and then with Tim and Duke funneling fish into there, man, those boys have been kicking butt on the boat. It's an awesome.
And when you go
awesome
pick
operation.
Your fish up over at Fisherman's Processing, it's amazing how many employees they have over there. But they all work together and all make it happen.
Oh, it's fun to watch in that window, watching them cut the fish. Oh, man, that's
it's
great.
It's a big operation. But
I love it.
But the quality is just insane.
My boys are so into it because we've been over there a couple of times. And, like, they've always got, they take such good care of the fishermen when you're waiting for your, when you're waiting for your fish. They've got, like, a little snack bar. And, like, the boys just think that that's the place that you go to get gummy snacks and granola bars and everything else. They just got a bunch of great stuff waiting for you while you're waiting. And obviously nobody takes better care of their customers than Mary Lee and the whole team at Fisherman's Processing. Yeah, the boys just think it's the coolest place ever.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, hey, let's go to the Eastern Sierra right now. Talk to our good buddy Brian Dorr from Adventure and Camping. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Ryan.
Good talking to you guys.
Hey, great talking to you. So Ricky has been nonstop
talking about
his adventure and camping experience there a couple weeks ago with you. And you guys are in full speed mode, fall mode right now, right?
It's fishing time.
Yeah, we are. We're actually down to our last week. The weather's been kind of holding out. We've been getting a little bit of rain and snow in the high elevations in the evenings, which is actually just making it gorgeous. I mean, that the beautiful blue, crisp sky with the fall colors and the snow on the mountains. This time of year is nothing better. Fish are still biting. So if you're waiting for that last-minute trip to come up to the Sierras, you still have a week left to come up and camp with us.
Wow. Okay. So how does the process work? Explain that to us.
So the best thing to do is go on our website, adventureincamping.com. We have a fully interactive website. You can look through all our different floor plans that we offer. We offer about 8-10 different trailer models. You can pick which one, whether you want a small little trailer just for a couple or one of our bigger trailers that'll sleep 6 or 7 people, and decide what model fits you best. Decide where you want to go. We serve anywhere from Bishop up to the June Lake Loop, including Mammoth Lake, Convict Lake, Rock Creek. And you can get your price out the door there, with including tax and delivery. You can submit a request. Shannon in our office will get back to you either email or via phone and set it up for you. And we bring the trailer out to you, set it up, show you how it works. You camp, you fish, you enjoy your time up here. When you're done, drive away.
Wow. And you go pick it up and clean up.
Absolutely. We're going to do all the work for you. Camping should be fun.
Yeah.
When you come up here with your buds and you want to go fishing, or you come up here with your family, you shouldn't have to worry about you know, setting up the trailer while everybody else is just starting to enjoy the camp and you're sitting there messing with the trailer. Or, you know, when you're done having to dump your tanks or, you know, clean everything up, let us do that. We'll take care of that for you. So all you need to do is just show up and have fun.
And it really is that easy, too. I mean, we had so many people, you know, inquiring about the family trip that we just went on. And, you know, it's not an easy task. I found out firsthand, you know, going camping with both the boys. You know, we got a 1- and a 3-year-old, and we've been dying to get back to the Eastern Sierras, you know, start the family memories type thing. And it was just, it could not have been easier. And Shannon is really good on their team with the, not only the follow-up when you make your reservations, but also, like, she knew a bunch of, you know, she's been doing it forever. She knew a bunch of things that we didn't know. She's like, oh, do you want the big 25-foot RV dust mat? I don't know. She goes, oh, with kids, trust me, you'll want that. You know, do you want us to just throw in extra camp chairs so you don't have to load the car full of extra stuff because you want to have extra room for the boys? And we can bring camp chairs for you. Do you want us to just bring the barbecue so you don't bring yours? Whatever it was, like, she knew all of the ins and outs and basically asked us a bunch of questions that we hadn't even thought of, and it made the trip so easy. We got there. Our trailer was parked, leveled. The refrigerator was cold. We literally got out. We, you know, brought our clothes, put them into the trailer, and we were boom. We were fishing, having a good time. And
wow.
And he said it. The best is then when you drive home, you're not worried about passing lanes and towing your trailer and figuring out where you're going to get fuel that your trailer's going to fit. We just jumped in the car and drove home like nothing. It was just, it was so, so killer.
No dumping the tanks. Nothing like that. So, Ryan, so this is your last week. So if somebody wants to get a trailer this week or next weekend, you have availability.
We do. We do have availability still. Yeah, this is our last week, so we'll bring everything back on Sunday. We're getting everything buttoned up for the season. But, you know, if this is too late for you, set yourself a reminder. We open up our first weekend that we get kicked off is about the Wednesday before the opening of the fishing season up here, which is always the last Saturday of April. That's a good weekend to come. Can be kind of iffy on the weather sometimes. Honestly, the next 2 weeks after that, so basically the first couple weeks of May, it's prime time to come up here. So if this is too late for you to come up, set yourself a reminder. Give us a call like in January, February. Go online and submit a request, and we'll get something set up for you.
Is it too early to book right now for next May?
Nope, not at all.
If you know your vacation schedule, you know when you want to come. I want to come the week of May 14th. You could book that right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll say one other thing too, because we really got into doing this year. So we found Ryan and Shannon. You know, it not only in my opinion is the best because the trailers are very modern. They're all brand new. They're all very comfortable. It is lesser expensive. Not only do I think it's the coolest place because you're staying in it. You know, you're in the trees, you're in the creek, you're on the riverside, you're on you walk out your door and the lake is right behind you, but you're staying in a very modern bathroom, showers, generator, heater, air conditioner, all that stuff. And it's lesser expensive than staying in any other way. It's cheaper than getting an Airbnb. You're in a nicer platform and you're right at the water's edge. It's the best way to do it. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it's so cool. And Ryan, if you can go this week, is prime.
That's it.
I mean, it's just so beautiful up there. The color, fall colors, the fish are biting. Nobody up there. You have a place to yourself. And but if you can't, make the reservation. Go next spring or next summer, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, and even if you're not sure what you want to do or when you want to go, just submit a request. You don't have to put, you know, all your dates and everything in there. Shannon's going to get that information, and she'll help tailor a trip for you.
That's it, man. Well, like I said, we couldn't have had a better time. We were out the door, pine cone, making Christmas ornaments for the family. The boys had the best time in the world. Wyatt thinks that you can go to a place where you can pee outside and throw your hot chocolate cup into a fire is like the coolest thing in the world.
Oh,
but
of course.
There's just memories that you get to do when you do an adventures camping you don't get to do otherwise. And, you know, roasting marshmallows and looking at the stars and all the stuff that comes with camping, but with the modern conveniences of, like, when the boys are covered in dirt afterwards, you go inside and you take a hot shower and you sleep in a comfortable bed. And, like, Shannon reckoned we were going to do a different model. Shannon recommended the one for us that was a bunkhouse that had a set of bunk beds in the back. The boys loved it. It was just everything. Everything you guys did was such a great trip for us, and I just hope there's other people that take the same advantage because we loved it. We're going to do it for the rest of our lives.
So how do you get a hold of absolutely. Adventure and Camping and go do that reservation, Ryan?
So the best thing to do is go on our website, adventureandcamping.com.
That's it. Awesome. Well, a great job, Ryan. Really appreciate you. Thanks for everything you do for us. Thanks for all the opportunities you have for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners. And, yeah, good luck to the guys that are taking advantage of your last week here.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, so much.
All right. AdventureandCamping.com. You ready, Ron? You ready to go
I'm
do
sold.
It?
I'm yeah. just, it's I hope one. This guy needs kayaks.
I'm telling you, it's the one. No BS for Ryan, no radio show. It's awesome. It's so easy. And like
Rick hasn't stopped talking about it.
So you had me sold before the show started.
Yeah. You walk out the door, and there's a creek. The spot that we stayed last time, there was a creek. It was less than 20 feet from our trailer that was full of rainbows and brookies. You walk out, you take 20 steps, and you're catching a fish.
Wow.
So
that's
fun.
That's cool. Hey, Ryan, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Take care. All right. Wow. Super fun. AdventureandCamping.com.
That's
Check it out.
Hey, I had another great text from our buddy Steve in Fallbrook. Says, good morning, guys. I've been struggling a little bit on which Hobie is best for me. I'm leaning more towards the inflatable as we go to Mammoth and a couple of times a year, and I like the travel benefits of inflatable, but ultimately I want the best fishing platform. I'm not worried about transporting a hard kayak. I'm looking for fresh and saltwater fishing. You guys recommend a good loading system for transporting on top of an SUV, and what are your thoughts between hard and soft?
That's perfect. That's in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, I know it is.
You know, Logan's been doing some videos. Why don't you talk about that last one you did with the Pro Angler, I think.
Yeah, so I just made a video on our YouTube channel about how to load a Pro Angler 14, which is the heaviest.
It's a lot of boat.
Yeah, it's like 120 pounds stock, so just without all the gear on it. You can load it on your car relatively easy for how big of a boat it is. So I made this YouTube video about how to load it up. It's on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC2. You can go through our website as well. It's done really well. A lot of people have come into the shop talking about it, and it's really easy. They have skid plates on the back, so loading a kayak on your roof couldn't be easier. It's stable.
And the accessory you need, that cracks me up.
Yeah.
It's one of those furniture blankets.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
$8.
That's it.
We used to put those furniture blankets on the side of the
Harbor Freight, $8. Easy.
Yeah. We used to put those on the side of the car on whatever, you know, whether it's an Outback, a Compass, a Pro Angler. We put it on the side of the car to keep the little, you know, we had a rack accessory that would extend the racks out so you could put the bow of the boat up and then slide the rest on. Well, we found that if you just put it on the blanket, it slides right up. And you can see a video right online. Yeah. So now that we've got that covered, that you can put any of them on top of a car easily with one guy, and I can do it easily. I'm getting a little older. Anyway, I wouldn't be worried about how to get it on the car. We'll show you that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now the real question is which boat's right for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really where we specialize, because let's say you want to try the one Liam picked. You know, Liam's a big kid. He picked the Compass. That's the least expensive one. And he just said he fishes La Jolla, he fishes everywhere with it, and it does fine.
Loves that boat.
Right. The next step up would be the Compass. That's a little more sophisticated in the seating and the steering. And the Mirage Drive starts to come with a 180. Uh-huh. So there's your next jump up. Mm-hmm. My favorite's the Outback. That thing is just the best all-around fishing kayak I've ever seen. For tackle management.
Love that boat.
So here you're torn, and he's saying, hey, I don't know which one to get. It doesn't matter. The money doesn't matter half the time.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, buy your second kayak first.
Yeah. And in the grand scheme of things, for a lifetime of fun, the difference in cost is pretty nil. Like, there's not a huge jump on any of these boats. Are they?
No, and you usually get it all back when you sell it anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the amount of time you spend the extra dollars out over the next 10 years that you're going to be having this thing, it's zero. It's nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's still. But that's not the only thing. You know, it's how comfortable are you in it. So come down to the store. Say, this is what I was thinking. Just talk to, you know, Logan, Debbie, Ava. I mean, my daughter, she sells more boats than anybody.
Yeah.
But they all know about them. They're in them all the time.
Yeah.
Then we'll put you in the water, and you can sit in it and pedal around a little bit.
Yeah. Try it out.
Yeah.
Try before you buy. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah. And I
bet you do that all the time now, Logan.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I can kind of guess what kayak's best for someone based on what they're doing.
Sure.
But you don't really know until you get in one.
Get in one.
And you don't really know if you need the 180 or you want the 360 drive or you want the Pro Angler. Or maybe you get in an Outback and you want more stability, and then you go Pro Angler. So yeah. They're just like...
Or you want the Passport.
Or you want it light, so you go Lynx, which is Ron's...
Oh, Lynx is so amazing.
I can't even say that word
50
around him.
Pounds?
That's like 30 minutes of him talking about it. It's pretty sick.
Right. Yeah. But back to that point is that what's right, what we think you know will help, but it's really about you when you get in the boat and try it. And I highly recommend this. There are other boats that have pedals on the market. They're not even close. And all it takes is a time. Don't go buy a kayak. How many times have you seen a guy come in and go, well, I got a this, whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
And they try this and they go, oh, why didn't I just get
it? I blew it.
Tried to save a couple bucks. And
I have so many stories and funny stories about, you know, the funniest I think was these two brothers. One brother was, you know, teasing the other brother aggressively. They're out demoing an Outback and a Pro Angler, and I see their arms flying, and they're just upset. And I'm going, hey, I think it might have been Liam. I said, Liam, when these guys get back, I got to know what's going on. So they come back, go, okay, guys, what's all the argument about? And he goes, well, this knucklehead made me buy this other kind, and we got him on the car over there, and we saw one of these Pro Anglers go right by us. I go, well, it's no problem. We take trade-ins.
There you go. Hey, I want to remind you the CCA has some great events coming up this coming weekend. This coming Saturday up at the Compton Rod and Gun Club is the CCA LA Chapter Barbecue. And CalStar is the sponsor of it. They're going to be giving away a bunch of great stuff, and it's a super good event. And then coming up on October 24th, the CCA Golf Tournament with the Orange County Chapter at Costa Mesa Country Club. You can go compete with the likes of the professional golfers like Alec Renzo Perez, the sports barber, and other people. It's a best ball scramble. Super fun. You don't have to know how to golf. You just go and have fun and support CCA. Any of the events that CCA is doing, like the barbecue this Saturday or the golf tournament on October 24th, just go to ccacalifornia.org, hit the events tab, and you can sign up right there. I have a great text here from, I believe it's Patrick in Dana Point, and let me open it up here and tell you about it. He says, good morning, guys. I've started to use my kayak for waterfowling also. I'm considering adding a trolling motor. Can you suggest motors, batteries, and any other tips powering my kayak?
Shoot. I mean, we were just talking about the Garmin Force Current. If you want the best,
that looks sick.
The best of the best with all the doodads. I mean, I've never hunted out of a kayak, but I feel like it'd be nice to have the spot lock. And yeah, the Garmin Force Current's amazing. It has Bluetooth pedals, so you don't have to worry about any like lines running on your deck of your kayak. It's all Bluetooth connected to your motor, and then also if you have a Garmin chart plotter, it connects to your chart plotter as well, so you can run routes. It has a heading hold as well, so it's like autopilot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which that's pretty deluxe.
Yeah.
So is there a basic one that doesn't cost a fortune?
Yeah, I mean...
The one we started out with was the Bixby.
The Bixby.
Yeah, very inexpensive.
Pretty reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. And light.
And with the advent of the lithium batteries. So you can get a little tiny battery that'll power the thing all day, right?
Right, right. Yeah. And then the other one that's been trending a lot, you know, is the, you know, with Howie.
Yeah, the Newport motors are really good,
okay.
Too.
Howie.
Yeah.
So, well, Howie.
More of a Hobie guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of our favorites. And Howie, you know, showed us quite a few of them. And you know, they can get as complicated as you want or as simple as you want.
Yeah. So you have different selections at Fastlane.
Yeah, we kind of have the whole range.
Yeah. Can people test them out?
Not really.
Not really.
We have a few, and sometimes, yes, but not always.
But if you wanted to come in and check it out,
And what's nice is Callan's put in so many that he's really good at installing them, too.
Really
good. Right,
that's cool.
Right outfit.
Master at it.
That's it. Hey, I want to remind you this portion of the show is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know that Summit is the place for the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks, all for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, frozen bait, fresh salads. Ice, it's nearly half the price of the other places at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. You can get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the low prices at the San Diego Sports
Center. And a $6 car wash.
That's
that is
the best.
Just a killer car wash.
No doubt about it. Hey, as you can hear, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a $100 Salty Crew shopping spree. More with Logan and Ron when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltus, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rods and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 1st.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. Or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. Logan's going to do us the honors, flip the prize coin, see who's going to get a shopping spree at Fastlane with that Salty Creek gear. And today we have a texter. Congratulations, Bud, in San Diego. You are hooked up. Going to Fastlane, getting yourself $100 for the Salty Creek gear.
There you go. Hey, Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, Logan and Ron, great stuff. How do we find you, Logan?
On our website, FastlaneKayaking.com. Our Instagram, FastlaneSC, or YouTube. All over the place. We're everywhere.
Yeah, sure. And go see Ron. You guys are open when, Ron?
You know, we work Monday, no. Tuesday,
Sunday,
yes.
No.
Tuesday through
Sunday.
Saturday.
Tuesday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, open all the time. Right next to Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Yeah. Can't miss them. Just look for all the kayaks.
The hub. Hub of private boating.
Yeah.
This has been a blast, Pete.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming.
Really good job, too, Logan.
And thank you guys out there. Thanks to all our listeners. Thanks to Kyle for manning the phones at the fan and all he does in there. And thank you all out there for all your participation and support of Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Jamie and Jason Diamond from Stardust Sports Fishing in Santa Barbara. Next Sunday, Rick and Corey are going to be talking tuna, calicos, and tackle and more. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.